ain't got no road at all. They just gotta stand in the same old place. Hey, hey, so I guess I'm doing fine.
Certainly hope you're enjoying this eclectic mix of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are located. And in the background while I'm chatting with you, you're listening to Appalachia, A-P-P-A-L-A-S-I-A. A really fun Pittsburgh organization, a fun band with Jeff Berman on the dulcimer and various percussion instruments, Mimi Jong on Erhu, and Sue Powers, Jeff Berman's wife, on the banjo. And on this track, they're joined by Jeff Grubbs on the bass. And they call this one Early Warning. And this is from their 2015 record, Cargo. Now, what did you hear in that last set of music? We start off with Amelia Presley, and from her new EP, which is called Coyote Howl, you heard Pinecone. Then we went over to the Cajun side of the family and to that Alligator Stomp Volume 3 record that I still haven't filed. Yes, my house is littered with CDs, so you're reaping the benefit of the fact it's not filed. I find tracks on I want to play. Anyway, from that compilation, you heard Paul Daigle, Robert Elkins, and Cajun Gold doing Dance, Marie, Dance. Then we heard from Cassie Velaza, and from her record, Cassie Velaza Knows Nothing, that came out earlier this year, you heard Corners. Earlier in today's program, you heard Rhiannon Giddens singing with Natalie McMaster and Donna Leahy. Well, here's her former bandmate in Carolina Chocolate Drops, Dom Flemons, doing Guess I'm Doing Fine, along with Sam Bush there on the fiddle. That's from his new record, Traveling Wildfire. Rhiannon Giddens has gone on to become the darling of NPR, and Dom Flemons has stayed in the roots business. Yeah. Well, anyway, nothing against either one of them. All right, I'm getting myself in trouble. I'm just going to say thanks for listening, and we'll be back with...
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me, there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my go. Cry, cry, darling. When shadows creep, I just weep. All night I know. You know how much I'd miss you if ever we should fight. Cry, cry, darling. That's all I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart.
street, they're giving out free gasoline. And nobody's being mean, just getting their souls redeemed. It's a quarter past midday, but there's still time to make conversation in the checkout line. And maybe it's a sign that we're in decline. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they could never last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't seem to care. And I know it will still be there once the day. Can still get down. We'll throw a cemetery rave and dance like fiends, drinking crushed orange soda with the Romany queen who made such a scene back in 1915. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they couldn't end. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't seem to care. And I know it will still be there once the day. Thank you.
the blue wind's blown my dreams away. My darling's flown and she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, or maybe let me go. I loved her too, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Well, I wonder how long it can go on, how long I'll sing the same old song. I wonder which one done us wrong, which one forgot to try. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Thank you. last night. Once again I had the dream. I tossed and I turned. That old feeling still the same. It was so real. I woke up cold and sweating. I wondered, did I call her name? In the dream, she was right there with me. Right there with me in the bed. She said, Bobby, come and kiss me. Never leave me is what she said. When I reached out to hold her, I woke my wife instead. Since I've seen her, ain't no doubt about what it means. I tried hard not to think about her, but all she left me was a scream. All she left. We'll be right back.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Should've stayed, should've wore my wedding ring. I've got 16 days, 15 of those are nights. Can't sleep when the bed she fights. Sway back to your side. We'll close to stop and run.
Oh, Telecaster they had. Said, Frankie, got a story for you. She said, oh, I'm so glad. You got the news, you got the scoop, you got the proof, you got the evidence. Yeah, we got a corpse machine laying over by the fence. The house doesn't stand here. The family doesn't live here anymore. We see two lovers in a tango. Pre-recorded earlier. By the bar looking at me, I'm looking at you. The house doesn't stand here. The family doesn't live here.
Yeah. Everybody's gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me. Invitation to the last dance, then it's time to leave. That's the price we pay when we to see one another. And a mother, she opens up for free. Everybody's gotta hold on, hope it's the last thing that's holding me. Look at the talk box, mute frustration. Station, there rides the cowboy.
Say I need you, babe, but I'm gonna get you, babe, and I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time. I'll waste my share of mine, but it never feels too good, so let's don't take too long. For you're soft as glass, and I'm a gentle man. Got the sky to talk about and the world to lie on. Well, days up and down they come, like rain on a kunda drum. Forget most, remember some, oh, but don't turn none away. Everything is not enough. Nothing is too much to bear. Where you've been is good and gone. All you keep is the getting there. But you live to fly, all low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. It's goodbye to all my friends. It's time to go again. Think all the poetry and the picking down the line. I miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear. But you don't pay to think too much on things you leave behind. Well, it may be gone, but it won't be long. I'll be bringing back the melody and the rhythm that I find. We all got holes to fill. Them holes are all that's real. Some fall on you like a storm. Sometimes you dig your own. Choice is yours to make. Time is yours to take. Some dive into the sea. Some toil upon the stone. But to live's to fly. Low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. Oh, shake the dust off of your wings. Tears out of your eyes. You
The stars are shining brighter than the night that I remember. My thoughts are like a
reflecting in all directions. I'm gonna afford her, but not today. I'm gonna ride her, but not today.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Ari. You're listening to WRCT 88.3. For this next hour from 5 to 6, you'll be listening to Maladaptive Stargazing, where every week I play an array of storybook playlists that I like to call them to put on for my little time on the air. And this week's theme is songs for my little emo heart. It's because it's literally both of like two of my favorite bands dropped music for the first time in like 6 years, Paramore and Pierce the Veil. So we're playing definitely a lot of mall emo pop and emo music today, so should be a really fun time. Actually, I love all of these songs, so it's gonna be really cool. And we're gonna start and end with my favorite band ever, which is Pierce the Veil. So this first song is called Bulletproof Love by Pierce the Veil. Was Bulletproof Love by Pierce the Veil, one of my favorites. Did you know a single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, but you can control what happens before it does. With simple steps to adapt to wildfire, like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and making sure your local fire departments are prepared, you and your neighbors can help protect your own homes from your community and from wildfire damage. Become fire adapted is more than one person can take on alone. It takes a community to protect a home. Visit fireadapted.org today for more tips and tools to help you protect your home and community from wildfires. Visit a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT. This next song is called I Caught Myself by Paramore. This is my favorite Paramore song ever. It actually is from the Twilight soundtrack. It plays when they're trying on prom dresses in the background, but I love it. So we're just going to jump right into it. So let's go.
Pushing and pulling me down to you, but I don't know.
My fellow Americans, I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We start today with the bombing of a hospital in Gaza. Now, I don't want to make the focus of this the emails I got, but received many emails overnight saying, David, I'm sure you won't cover this story. This story is not useful to your narrative. You're not going to talk about it. And of course, as soon as it happened, I knew I would be covering it. Now, it is not at this time clear who did this bombing. Now, you might be hearing me say that and saying, no, David, I saw this person on Twitter. I saw that person on Twitter saying it was definitely Israel, or it was definitely Islamic Jihad or Hamas. At this time, my assessment of all of the reporting that we have is we don't know who did this. Now, it is a deplorable action, no matter who did it. And the reminders that I think are most important from this story, and we'll go through the details in a moment, are that in a situation such as this one, where there is a concurrent and parallel propaganda war alongside the actual war, the benefits of following these situations minute by minute are often not useful and sometimes even counterproductive, where people start hurling definitive statements absent actual evidence that then generate secondary and tertiary lines of propaganda. So I would urge calm. All of a sudden, everybody's a weapons expert online and knows about ordnance the same way that when COVID started, all of a sudden, everybody's an epidemiologist and a virologist and so on and so forth. What we know about this bombing of a hospital in Gaza yesterday has already changed many, many times. The initial story was Israel deliberately bombed a hospital and 500 people are dead. An hour later, it was 700 people are dead. An hour after that, it was 900 or even 1,000 people are dead and many more are injured. And then all of a sudden, video surfaced, including on Al Jazeera, which is not a news outlet, along with RT and many others that I look to for news, but a video surfaced on Al Jazeera, which really didn't look like this came from Israel. Rather, it looked like it came from within Gaza, which, of course, could be Hamas. It could be the group Islamic Jihad, which operates from within Gaza. Israel denied that they did this. Now, even that is a source of controversy. What does it tell us that Israel denied this? Well, Sometimes Israel has initially denied things that they did and ultimately admitted to them. Many times Israel will say it was us and a mistake was made or we're sorry or whatever the case may be. And then everybody is furious. So the fact that Israel denied it is also not definitive proof one way or the other. Some are alleging Israel bombed the hospital on purpose with the plan to blame Hamas all along. If that's true, it's a very stupid plan, especially since immediately everyone blamed Israel. The entire Arab world is still blaming Israel, even though many respectable news outlets have now changed their headlines and said blame is being traded. We don't know who did this. The New York Times, for example, realizing maybe they got it wrong, changed their initial headline, which was Israeli airstrike hits Gaza hospital, killing 500, Palestinian Health Ministry says. That was the original headline. They switched the headline to Israel and Palestine blame each other.